This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I am your host for the first hour. In the first hour of this show, we are going to focus a bit more on commodities and even on a couple companies who I know already have some of our audience interests, as well as some interesting drill results that we have seen come out just this week. To kick off the show, I am chatting with Jordan Roiburn. He is the founder of The Daily Gold. I chat with Jordan every week, and we touch on the technicals, the overall gold sector, and what is driving the gold sector. And I have to say, Jordan has been pretty much spot on throughout the summer and this move down. But Jordan, what I do want to first talk about is the rate cutting cycles that central banks, countries in general, have gone through over the past number of years and how those have impacted the precious metals. You've done some research, and now I want to get your synopsis of what you came up with. Please share some of your findings.
Okay, Corey. Well, first, let me just say that what really drives gold and bull markets and precious metals, basically, I mean, we know it's negative real interest rates or falling real interest rates. So what that basically means is you either have rates coming down sharply, so that's Fed rate cuts, or you have inflation accelerating. And there have been times where precious metals have done well with rates going up and inflation going up faster, such as the 1970s and also in the mid-2000s. There were a few points within that period where that was happening. So I don't want to make it appear that, you know, gold only does well when the Fed is cutting rates, but there have been 12, by my count, about 12 rate cutting cycles over the last 60 years, and I'm looking at gold stocks because they have a much longer history than gold, which we know was fixed until 1971. So you can go back further for the gold stocks. And what I found, Corey, is that in 10 out of the 12 cycles, gold stocks had a minimum gain. And we're talking about when the Fed, or this is when the Fed funds rate peaks. So essentially the around the point of the last hike that the Fed makes. So after that point, 10 out of 12 times, gold stocks had an average gain of 185%, and the minimum gain was 54%. The point at which the move began was an average of 1 month after the Fed funds rate peaked and a median of 2 months after the Fed funds rate peaked. So I'm very confident just in looking at the situation that we're in now. I mean, I've been saying this for several months, as you know, because we've talked about it. We're not going to see a real bull market in this sector until the Fed is going to be done hiking rates. And I'm very confident that's the case. But that being said, we don't know if the move is going to start, you know, a month after the Fed funds rate peaks. We don't know if it's going to be 2 months after, 1 month before, 3 months after. And also, the Fed funds rate could peak a month or two. Maybe it peaks a month before the Fed actually does its last hike. I mean, who knows? We're looking at the Fed funds rate, and not, you know, not necessarily the point at which the Fed actually does the press conference and does the hike. So it will be difficult to pinpoint exactly when the bottom is and exactly when this move is going to start, but from a bird's eye view, it's abundantly clear to me that it's going to be around the time when the Fed funds rate peaks, i.e. when the Fed makes its last hike.
And really, this all just comes down to when the Fed actually switches course, right? Because right now, they're not even talking about switching course. And we are recording this before we have heard from Powell after that Jackson Hole meeting. But really, there's no expectations that we should have that the Fed is going to be switching course, let's say, this year. Is that what you're thinking as well?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there are some exuberant gold bulls who are saying, you know, maybe they're going to stop hiking rates immediately. But you're right. I mean, look, it's a process. They don't go from hiking three or four times a year to then just suddenly stopping and reversing course. It's a process. They're going to have to slow down the pace of hikes. I don't know. Maybe that's coming over the next couple quarters. Then after they slow down, maybe the next point is they'll pause, and that will be the end of the rate hike cycle. But that's still going to take a lot of time, Corey. So, you know, I've been saying I think sometime next year, maybe around the middle of next year, but that's just a guess. I mean, as things happen, that could change. Could be a little bit sooner, or it could be a little bit after that point, but that's kind of a rough time frame that I'm thinking about. But like you said, this isn't anytime soon. It's not in the next couple months.
No, I'm with you on that one, Jordan. But let's also talk about the generally depressed nature of the sector. A lot of people are pointing to those COT reports of last week that showed the net spec position going slightly into negative. You actually shared a chart with your subscribers that showed that the net spec position had been quite negative almost throughout the 90s, and it had gotten even way more negative than it was in that last COT report. How do you take into account the COT report and how it can play into trading strategies?
Well, that's an excellent question, Corey. And first, I'll discuss the COT report a little bit. What I look at is I'm looking at all the net spec positions. So I'm looking at all non-commercial positions. Now, there are multiple categories of speculators. One category is managed money, i.e. hedge funds. And so the hedge funds right now are super net short gold. So they're aggressively short the market. There's some people who only look at that category and they don't look at everything, and that's fine. Maybe they get more value out of that. But I like to look at the entire picture, the entire non-commercial group, rather than just a portion of that, which you could say managed money is. And then there's some people who are just looking at the large speculator category. So what I look at, I'm looking at really everything, and I'm not looking at a portion of it, which other people do. And when you look at that portion, the net spec position, I measure it as a percentage of open interest, and it's down to 1%. You know, maybe it'll go negative in this next report, I don't know. But a 1% reading, that's the second lowest net spec position in the last 17 years. When you hear that, you think, wow, that's fantastic. You know, maybe we're going to have a huge rally. But Corey, as far as sentiment, you really need to weigh that in the context of the trend in the market, because these sentiment indicators, they can really shift course. I mean, you really have to, when a trend is strong, you really have to wait for extremes. I mean, what I mean is, when gold was rising, I mean, the extreme readings were, I think, around 60% based on the data that I look at. And so when gold was in a bull market, we saw this data ranging from about 20 to 60%. When we had to move down from 2011 to 2015, the lower band was, you know, pretty close to zero. There are a couple times in 2013 where I think it got down to 4 or 5%. And then, of course, at the end of 2015, it did come down to about 0.1%. It almost went slightly negative. But as you can see in the 80s and the 90s, Corey, I mean, there is a history of the net spec position going very negative. And if we're looking at the technicals of gold, Corey, gold's in a downtrend. The fundamentals are not bullish. Yes, in the short term, it's very oversold. So we're seeing a bounce. The bounce is probably going to continue. But, I mean, this position came down to 1% with the gold price, you know, just below 1,200, call it 1,170, 1,180. If gold is going to retest its low at 1050 or even test 1,000, that net spec position is going to get very negative, like it did in the 80s and the 90s. You have to be very careful about using some of these sentiment indicators and just expecting that there's going to be a massive move off the bottom. It's really the trend in the market that matters, and precious metals are broken. The trend is broken. They're in a downtrend.
All right, there you have it. Jordan Roiburn from The Daily Gold. Always great chatting with you, Jordan, and always great having you on our show to share your insights. Have a great rest of your weekend, my friend.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You are continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am chatting with Lobo Tigre. He is the founder and editor of The Independent Speculator. Lobo joins me on a pretty regular basis on the website to focus on resource companies and different sectors in the resource industry overall. One thing that I do want to first get your comment on, though, Lobo, is what we were talking about off mic and just how dead this summer has been, which mostly focuses on July and even the beginning of August. It just seemed like nobody was paying attention. I even saw a general drop in the comments for our website as well, for people being not just bullish on the metals, but paying attention at all. What have you been seeing in terms of your newsletter and in terms of the people you talk to who are investors in the resource sector?
Sure. Well, first, I'm glad to be back on the show. Always a pleasure. And second, yes, it's quite striking. You know, this is, of course, the root of the old market adage of sell in May and go away. That's a pattern that's well established over the years. But the odd thing is that adage, that sell in May thing, that's a Wall Street saying. It's not specific to the resource sector. And, you know, what an interesting year it's been. All this volatility and all this talk about trade war and all these things that you would think under any other time and perhaps under any other administration would just be massive body blows to the stability argument, right? And would be producing huge flights to safe haven assets, which we all know and love and so on. And nothing seems to be following the playbook this year, including the sell in May thing. You know, Wall Street's hitting records. The S&P just, hit a major milestone, longest bull run since World War II. If not ever. So, an interesting summer, but absolutely in the resource sector, it's been very depressed, you know, not without reason. The trade war has had an impact on resource prices. I think actually a misplaced and short-sighted impact, but nevertheless is what it is, and prices have been down. And it just seems like people absolutely stopped paying attention. They just went out. We had in my business, I've been able to see, you know, just fall off a cliff in July of traffic and attention and things. And interestingly enough, though, it's starting to come back. Here we are, not quite September, and people are starting to gear up for the fall, or they had their rest, or they realize that things are getting stupid cheap and there are opportunities out there. I can't tell you exactly what it is, Corey, but I can tell you that I'm seeing a major uptick in activity in subscriptions, in readership. It's quite gratifying. Personally, for me, you know, I know it sounds horrible for people who have been long-suffering or in positions for many years, and they've been hoping for this renaissance in resources that we're all expecting. I understand that. But for me, remember that I was held out of the market for years due to my previous employment. So this summer has been fantastic for me. I have built a beginning portfolio of companies that I know and believe in. And I'm really excited to have had these opportunities to buy at in some cases, ridiculously cheap prices. So it's been good for me, and I'm very optimistic going forward. I'm sorry for the people who had to suffer through this summer, but these markets are cyclical, and I do believe the next upturn is going to be one for the record books, and I am absolutely putting my money, my own money, where my mouth is on that.
Okay, good to hear, and something that you and I have talked about before, that you can be getting some very high-quality companies right now at what we think in a matter of a few years will be quite a discount on where they will be trading. But again, that's very much forward-looking, much more long-term outlook, and a lot of the analysts that I've been chatting to and even the charts that I've been reading, that last breakdown, especially for the precious metals, has definitely pushed out some timelines for a significant break higher. But there is one sector that continues to get a lot of positive publicity and has been generally trending higher. Again, not exploding higher, but there's some news, especially on the supply side, that is getting people more bullish. That is uranium. I try to talk about it on a somewhat regular basis, but I haven't chatted to you about the uranium sector yet. What are your thoughts on uranium? Do you share the bullishness that I'm seeing?
I absolutely do, and I think it's a really pertinent question to address right now, given exactly what you just said. I remain bullish on generally all commodities and the right industrial metals, especially the battery-related metals. We've talked about that before, and I remain a precious metals bull. I do see gold and silver as, you know, oversold. You know, I think the recent sell-off was misguided, and we don't have to get into why that's happening, but it is happening. And just really quickly, I'll add one more thing, and that is that just because it's oversold doesn't mean it can't be more oversold. And my technical friends tell me there, despite the current rebound, that there's no technical support at this price level. So there is a significant risk of imminent downside there. So buyer beware on the precious metals, even if you're bullish as I am. You know, beware of the near term. But uranium is absolutely the standout. It's been steadily rising for weeks, and particularly interesting to me is if you look at not just the, you know, the decades-long pattern, but you look at the price action in recent years, and it does seem to be, you know, what we call carving out a bottom here at the post-Fukushima regime. The bottom was in early 2016, and the really significance of the pattern is that we're seeing higher highs and especially important higher lows since then. There have been two rallies before the current one since the bottom in early 2016. They peaked and they went back down again, very disappointing. But each of the subsequent lows was higher than the previous one. So you could see that as a worst case scenario. If the current peak is not going to hold and it's going to retreat, but we see a higher low and then another peak, it tells you that we are, you know, bigger picture on an uptrend, and that's important by itself. But the other thing that's interesting about that is the most recent price action. In the last two little rallies that we had since the bottom, uranium prices peaked and then started sliding again. Uranium prices have held on to the recent peaks. The very freshest number this week is the same as last week's. In other words, instead of falling off, we're still at 26.10 a pound. And I interpret this as a very bullish sign. Now, mind you, I'm doing a little bit of tea leaf reading. I'm not, I'm myself suspicious of people who rely too much on technical indicators. But when you have the technical indicators aligned perfectly, I mean perfectly, with the fundamentals, because we all know, as you were talking about, the supply issues, you know, the fundamentals for uranium are unquestionably bullish. The price is still ridiculously below the cost of production, such that even the best uranium miners in the world are shutting down not just marginal assets, but flagship assets. McArthur River is one of the highest grade uranium mines in the world. So all the fundamentals are pointing upwards.
Okay. It's always great having you on the show, and I do agree with you that there is reason to be optimistic about the uranium sector, but you do need to filter through some of this noise and understand what is and should drive that market forward. Have a great rest of your weekend there, Lobo.
Thanks. You too, Corey.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. As a note, this daily editorial will also be featured on our weekend show because we are getting an update from Great Bear Resources and some very impressive drill results that they produced on Wednesday of this week. Great Bear is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GBR, also on the OTC markets under the symbol GTBDF. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Chris Taylor. And Chris, this is the first time I'm having you on the show. I have been following along with your company, and I found this to be a great time to have you on because of these drill results that you got out of your flagship Dixie Lake project in the Red Lake District of Ontario. Let's go over some of these headline numbers. 16.35 meters of 26.91 grams per ton and 7 meters of 44.47 grams per ton. These are some nice drill results all at this project. Take us through your initial comments on what this means for the company moving forward with their exploration program, please.
Well, thanks for speaking with me. Red Lake is notorious in Canada as being one of the best gold producing districts in the country, and it's got the main Red Lake gold mine, which really made Goldcorp. It's famous from the Rob McEwen Red Lake challenges and the high grade zone discoveries. the results that we released today are from our Dixie Lake, our Dixie property, which is about a 15-minute drive just outside of Red Lake and right alongside the highway. So the drilling that we're doing is about a couple kilometers just off the side of the highway on a bunch of logging roads. So it's very close to town, which is exactly what you want to see. And the numbers we're getting, like, it's shallow mineralization, like about 100 meters depth is what was reported today, and very good gold. I frankly, in my career, I have never seen that amount of gold come out of the ground in drill core before. It was very impressive to see it coming. But what it means for Great Bear is we're a small company. There's only 24 million shares issued and outstanding on the company. And this project, which is generating these very good numbers, we will shortly own it 100%, and there are no royalties or other tie downs on it. So all the benefit of what we're doing right now would definitely flow to a very small group of shareholders.
Okay, so driving down into these drill results, these are holes 3 and 4 of this current drill program, and I said the headline numbers, but when we look closer at some of these results, and one thing we always have to address is the potential of smearing, because we did have some other very high-grade results. Within that 16.3 meters of 26 grams per ton, we saw 1 meter of 112 grams per ton, and also that 7-meter hole of 44 grams per ton. We also saw 1 meter of 224 grams per ton. Can you get ahead of some of these questions and address if you're looking into this smearing component, if there is an effect here?
Yeah, that's a great question, and we anticipated that sort of question would come up. So what we did was I took a photo of the core boxes that the interval is in, the two reported intervals today, actually, and we overlaid the assay results by each assay tag. So if you go to our website on greatbearresources.ca, you'll see there's an image gallery, and you can look at pictures of how the gold is distributed on an assay-by-assay level within those reported intervals. So, you know, what we see is really it's abundant visible gold from the top to the bottom of those intervals. It obviously goes in and out in terms of how much gold there is, but the individual intervals are, you know, phenomenally well mineralized. So I'd encourage anybody that's concerned about smearing, as I would be if I was looking at these results, to just go and look at how the gold is distributed within those intervals. It's all there for the public to see.
Okay, so these drill holes all are part of a 10,000-meter drill program, which is fully funded because of a raise that you guys have done earlier this year of $2.1 million, which also includes warrant exercises. Where do we stand on that drill program? What news is to come?
We're finishing off the last portion of the drill program, probably the final 5,000 meters. So there'll be continuous gold results coming out into the fall. I believe we'll be done drilling quite early. I don't know if that's going to be 6 weeks or 8 weeks from now, but we're ahead of schedule on the program, and we're actually under budget as well, which you really don't get to say too often in this business. So, you'll be seeing as an investor, more gold results coming out over the near term. We wanted to clear the decks on some of the recent discoveries, and so there's nothing actually, I believe, that's even in the lab at the moment. Everything that's even submitted for assay is now public, and the other holes have just now been, they're in the process of being drilled. So I would keep an eye for that type of news flow again through the remainder of this year, actually.
Okay. There is one part of the news release that I think is very important for investors to understand, and that is figure 2, looking at the overall map of where this drilling has come from and some of the step-outs that are also reported here. These nice high-grade holes are coming from this Dixie Limb zone, but you also had some step-outs in the northeast area and the northwest step-out area. The northeast is about a kilometer away. The northwest is about 1.5 kilometers away, 1.6 to be exact. Take us through where the rest of this drilling is coming from and what these step-out areas are also showing you.
Okay, I'll keep that brief. I'm a geologist, so I tend to ramble on about geology a great deal. But very simply, what we have is a tightly folded rock unit, which is visible on that diagram as the pink magnetic high that runs from the northwest to the southeast. Where that unit folds over itself, much like the spine of a book, that's what we would call the hinge zone. And that thing basically extends, that unit extends for about 10 kilometers on our project. So it's a very large perspective contact between two different types of geology. The gold tends to come out at and around that contact, and you can see concentrations of mineralization at various folds and other permutations along that contact. But really what's interesting is if you unfolded that contact on our project, which is the primary gold target, it would be about 20 kilometers long. So that's 10 kilometers on each limb. So the step-out drilling that we've done to the northwest is just to keep testing along those limbs to see how far the gold system keeps going. So far, that's confirmed about 1.6 kilometers. But if you were an astute researcher, you could pull down public assessment reports from this area that show that there's other gold showings that are further along strike along that trend. And, that shows us that the system is even larger than what we've drilled now. We just want to go and confirm that extent with the drill. The northeast step-out drilling was quite interesting to us because it's a different geology entirely from the main contact that we're drilling. But quite interestingly, we generated recently a couple of test holes into that target and saw very wide intervals of silicification, disseminated sulfides, and some gold as well. So what that showed us was that the fingerprint, or footprint, I guess would be a better word, of the gold-bearing hydrothermal system that brought all the joy that we're currently enjoying here on the project was multi-kilometer in scale, certainly multi-kilometer in scale. So what it gives us is really a model where we can look for the appropriate contacts between different rock units within a large area and expect to see mineralization at those various contacts. Those are concepts that we continue to test with the drill rig in addition to defining just how much high-grade gold mineralization there is in the well-known area.
All right, Chris, unfortunately we are going to have to wrap it up for the radio stations, but I did want to get this news in front of everybody because these are some significant drill results. The market took notice of them the day they were released, and the share price did appreciate quite nicely. I know there's still a lot of work for the company to do, and especially follow-up work on a lot of these drill results, but over the next couple weeks, you and I will be discussing more of the overall strategy for the company and a couple of the other projects that the company has in your project portfolio. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Chris or regarding Great Bear in general, please email me at fleck@kereport.com. Everybody stick around. I am going to be right back with another company update, but this time the company is Novo Resources.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I have another special company update from Novo Resources and the president and chairman, Quentin Henny. Novo is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NVO and on the OTCQX under the symbol NSRPF. Quentin, the first question, very broad question, but I know everybody wants to know, can you give us an exploration update as well as maybe some updated timelines when we might be able to see some more news, please?
Absolutely, Corey, yeah. I'm actually in Australia, have been for quite a few weeks now, and watching all the progress going on at both at site and with the laboratory, SGS, in Perth. And I'm very pleased with everything we've been seeing. We put a news release out a few days ago talking about the continuity of the conglomerates at Comet Well and how they appear to now extend continuously over Purdy's Reward. That's been an exercise in geological mapping and trenching and so forth. We've opened up things and really now have a good understanding, good handle on what we're seeing. It's exciting because, you know, anybody that's been to Carruthers can see, you know, these are low rolling hills. People have dug nuggets here and there along that corridor, but it, you know, until you open it up and actually see the rock and see its context, see that it is continuous, it's, you know, it's always been a bit of a puzzle, but now we're feeling very confident. One of the most exciting things I guess I saw is, from the geologic perspective, is our team was able to identify the upper unit, for example, two mineralized units, one at the bottom of the sequence and one about 15 meters above the base. And our team was able to identify that upper unit simply by looking at the associated little marker horizon. It's called a tuff, which is an ash unit. It was volcanic ash that was laid down at the time of sedimentation. This unit is only about a half a foot to a foot thick. And based on, you know, seeing a small outcrop of this, our team is able to hone in on that area, open up things, and find the gold-bearing conglomerate right next to it. And, you know, it's in an area where nobody had detected or prospected to that point. So that's really exciting to see us be able to use a predictive tool to identify those units. You know, it's now got us thinking, gee, we feel confident we know some areas where we could go in right now, or not right now, but, you know, soon, as we get permitting and all things lined up, areas that we could go into and do trial mining, for example. You know, so it's an important moment. You know, geology is kind of understated in news and news flow and stuff, but for us and for this particular gold system, these are the things we like to see. Now, as far as processing goes, things have improved dramatically. I would say we'll have releasable results in a few weeks, maybe 3-4 weeks, something like that. We'd like to get enough assays back where we can present a little more meaningful context to the results. We have a lot of samples in queue, meaning, you know, lined up, ready to go through the mill, the little test mill. But we also have kind of a geological need, you know, to understand which samples do have gold and which don't and so forth, so that we can start to understand the property. So it's got a scattered approach right now, just so that we can get smart quick. But we need to get enough samples together to present to the public, and that'll probably be in, like I said, 3 to 4 weeks' time. Now, the mill, the test mill and SGS have performed much, much better in the past, say, 3 or 4 weeks since we spoke last. One of the improvements, the crushing circuit now seems to be up to speed. The metal detecting circuit now seems to be up to speed. They are enhancing the gravity recovery circuit with a second Falcon. This is a device used to capture the gold or gold concentrate. And then the assay stream has been greatly reduced, so that it's not, I think we were dealing with something like 150 samples previously. Now we're back to, or down to, say something on the order of 30 or 40 assays. Yeah, so all of these things are improving the picture dramatically, and we're going to have some very interesting stuff to talk about in a few weeks.
So, Quentin, can you now more confidently say that you have a little bit better understanding and a better process at moving through some of these samples that you already have dug up and ones that you will be digging up in a more efficient and effective manner?
That's right. That's right. I can see it on a daily basis as they've, worked through the bottlenecks. And I can see that they're getting to that point now. So we're very comfortable with their abilities in processing these, so much so that we've re-began taking samples. We kind of had a backlog, and now we're saying, well, gee, we better start grabbing some more, because I'm not saying they're going to whiz through them, but, we want to have a queue lined up, especially given this is winter here. It's nice and cool. This is the time of year to work, quite frankly. And, come November, it's, back to the 115, 120 degree mark. So it's a little weird when you're trying to work in that weather.
Okay. Well, I know just from all the emails that I've been getting, a lot of people are anxiously awaiting some more results. But as you said, you did come out with some results recently back on August 16th that talked about the continuity of the upper gold-bearing conglomerate from Comet Well 2 Purdy's Reward. A question that came in to me was asking, this upper conglomerate, it extends 3.4 kilometers from Comet Well 2 Purdy's Reward. It was stated that it's approximately 0.4 of a meter thick in Comet Well. Is this similar to the thickness that you're seeing at Purdy's Reward as well?
Okay, that's a really, really good question. That's actually some of the stuff we're trying to answer right now. We can see the continuity of the conglomerate itself. What's a big question is how thick it is in terms of gold grade. These units, they don't necessarily have a clear top and a clear bottom. You can't just put your finger on it. In other words, where the gold is at, we don't know quite how thick it is yet at Comet Well. The assays, the bulk sample assays, are going to be critical in telling us that. So, you know, that's one of the reasons we're kind of waiting to see how the data comes through. But right now, I would say geologically, we expect it to be on the order of, say, half meter to maybe a meter and a half thick. That, you know, that's just an eyeball. It's, you know, don't hold me to it, but that's kind of what we're seeing right now. The point of that news release is to say the continuity from Comet Well to Perdis is now established, and we feel comfortable with that. But I think they're also, you know, getting at that, you know, the thickness is a mineable thickness, and that's, you know, definitely something we're looking into. I would put it in context of what we see here at Beaton's Creek, you know, another project we have. The reefs or the conglomerate horizons, the gold-bearing units, are on the order of about a half a meter to 2 meters thick on average, and we feel quite comfortable with what we see there. Beaton's Creek is, you know, a much more advanced project. We have a lot of assays, a lot of bulk assays, and we know where and how thick the reefs are. So I'm really, really hoping that the trajectory at Comet Well will be similar, that we're going to see continuous horizons with similar thicknesses.
Okay, now, can you give any insights into the thickness of the cannonball layer as well, please?
Sure. The cannonball is actually the lower of the two conglomerates. At Comet Well property, it rests on the basement. So it's, in that respect, it's like the one at Perdis Reward. It appears to be roughly 1 to 3 meters, we'll call it, in thickness where the gold occurs. This is just based on what we see with the metal detector strikes when they detect the rock itself. I would say the first results we published back in May give us at least some indication of what's going on. That there does appear to be higher grade gold floating above the basement a ways, you know, say, call it 0.3, 0.4 meters, something like that. So, you know, it doesn't look like it's concentrated straight on the basement like at Perdis Reward, but there is a bit of gold down there too, you know, in the basement at Comet Well. So we don't know yet. How about that? That's not perfect answer, but we're hopeful that it might be, say, 1 to 3 meters, something like that.
All right, Quentin, unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment on the radio, but I do have a few more questions that I do want you to address, including some more details on how far this cannonball layer could extend and the potential of converting this exploration lease into a mining lease. We will continue this conversation for the extended version on our website. Everybody, come visit our website, kereport.com, not just for the daily editorials, but also to listen to the extended segments of a number of our segments for the radio. I always love hearing from all of our listeners, so please keep in touch. Email me at fleck@kereport.com regarding any topics, questions, or companies that you want me to have a closer look at. This week was pretty busy with a number of company updates. Be sure to check those out on our website as well, because there are actually some bright spots in the resource market in terms of news being taken positively and share prices going in the upward direction, which is nice to see. Everybody, have a great weekend. I'm signing off. The second hour is going to be led by Al and KER Politics.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.